important that we get together with members of the county, as well as League of Cities, to kind of iron it out before the 27th, so we can insert the changes that hopefully we know they agree with. So then when it comes before them, it's a no-brainer, as they say.
Will we continue the conversation?
Whatever. You know, I'm not one to let things drag out for too long. I mean, you know, let's get her done. We have enough affordable housing issues, if we can get even two of them. And these should eventually be very easy, I think, to work out once we all get in a room. You know, again, it's process, and that's where kind of people in the planning council were going, we don't get it. So if we can get some more information, and we may make suggestions to alter whatever process the county was thinking about, like the report, when they brought that forward, there was a quick few, hey, can you change that? And they seem amenable, then we can get that worked out and done. Yes, sir.
What I don't want to lose sight of, understanding, we've talked about, a lot about the rule and the policy, but we haven't talked at all about the flex and the reserve unit issue. I just want to make sure, whatever the next meeting is, we don't lose sight, I mean, we've talked broadly about the text amendment, but that we don't lose sight of, that was the first item that came before us, and that whole issue, and just lose it inside of the policy rule conversation.
I think we tie that all together in the next conversations we have, but I think the second step I'm going to suggest to this group is we create, and I'm going to ask the county board of county commissioners to come up with, is literally an affordable housing, you know, discussion committee or committee that tackles, and you have the Broward Housing.
Monica Navarro is the current chair of the Housing Council.
Correct.
I think she's volunteered.
Okay, but can we expand who's coming to the table, like a planning council member, members, you know, city members? I don't know who comprises that council at the moment. Planners?
It is on. Well, the league has multiple appointments, so the town of Davie's manager is on there. The city of Dania Beach's manager is on there. And Carol Hatton is on there representing elected officials. And she's also on the homeless, so there's a synergy there.
Now, this is the Broward County Housing Council that oversees all housing in Broward.
No, the Broward County Housing Council, no, we don't oversee all housing in Broward County. No, the Broward County Housing Council was put in place by a charter question back some 2008, Ralph. And it was as a result of a recommendation that came out of the charter review. And it was put on the ballot and it passed. It was also a reaction to people losing their homes, affordable housing, homelessness. But we've really gotten into the affordable housing piece of it.
That's what we want to work down to as a working group that's looking at just affordable housing right now relative to this.
It's 19 members are scripted in the charter, actually. So they come from the building industry. They come from the banking industry. There's a few lay people on there. Just representing community. So I'd have to get you the 19.
I'll reach out to Monica. Monica and I are going to have some conversations, and we're going to try to create a working group to look at affordable housing over the next 60 days and ideas and things to do, and we'll bring, so go ahead.
But please. I would ask that she, if she's willing, participate, but I would also respectfully ask that you put together, Madam Chair, a smaller group of this, of which she is
okay,
able to participate.
That's exactly where I was going, but I got the impression I was usurping her, and I didn't want to do that.
Do not use the Housing Council as the point.
And for this smaller working group, it may be best if you determine we'll just have one or two representatives from the county commission. Let's let the mayor, Mayor Sharif, decide who she wants to have on that group.
Yep. Absolutely. You can even have a minute. Monica, no problem. Do you want a microphone, please? Yes.
I can try to project my voice a little bit.
No, you have to.
There's a microphone right there that looks like a seat that's empty. Just push a button.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Clearly, I read Sheryl Sandberg's Lean In, and I just joined the table. But I've been listening very intently and very patiently as I've heard a lot of where and a lot of discussion as to where and procedural how. And as we continue these conversations in whatever composition of the group is going to be from the Planning Council, also from the Broward Housing Council as established by charter, that we don't lose Ralph Stone's point as to how we're going to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we can settle and reconcile and have that collaborative meeting of the minds, and we're all on one accord as to what we're willing to compromise for the greater good of our county and our residents, we have to still remember that we only have 1.4 million at the county level anyway, to put towards any kind of scale, and that we only have one source of funding in order to meet the gap financing that is necessary for any kind of an affordable housing development at scale to occur. Even when you're looking at mixed income property, you're still looking at needing to finance the build out of those units that are going to be within that mixed income property or development. So let's not lose the importance of how are we going to pay for it, particularly as also congressionally we're looking at potential tax reform and losing perhaps the low-income housing tax credit, which has always, you know, which has been a driver for investors to come in and to help create some of these developments at scale. So I appreciate it. I hope it's not more than a minute. Thank you.
Thank you. That was fine. And again, to her point, the list I started to draw up are people that impact wages, obviously businesses, insurance, state representatives who have the wherewithal to regulate things like insurance, like windstorm, whatever, because that's part of the cost. Taxes, municipalities, county, fees, whether they be linkage fees, impact fees, transportation impact fees, school fees, all of that affects the affordability of the housing and how we're going to get people to build it. Obviously, the best scenario is you get the private market to do it. Government should hopefully be out of it. And to somebody's point earlier, we need to design a framework that encourages them. Educate the consumer better. Again, what can they afford? The banks and the finance institutions, what programs do they have in place or can they bring to the table? And everything will be on the table. You know, you all at the county might want to think of, you know, you talk about TIF for redevelopment. How about TIF relative to affordable housing? And you identify the distressed areas and you do it. With that, I know we're starting to wrap up. We're getting late. So, I'm going to let Commissioner Blattner go, and then we're going to close. And again, right now our concern is if the Board of County Commissioners would consider just, you know, not putting pressure on the Planning Council till we get through some of these conversations. Not that you are, but we're going to hold up a little bit, and we're not doing it to offend you. We're just going to try to find our facts and hopefully.
Do you have a deadline at conference?
Well, we have it on our next meeting is the 27th for the administrative rule, and March was for the land use amendment, if I'm correct. So that would be our deadline right now. Okay, so we're not looking to extend it 8 months. So, but we're going to talk to county staff about process. But in a bigger picture, I'm using it to jump off to your point. We're going to tackle those little two items probably amongst ourselves and staff and everything else. And then the bigger items we're going to, you know, put on a working committee. Yes, sir.
Yes. This should have been the first meeting and not the next to last one, because unless the county defers and lets us work this out, the Planning Council, from what I'm seeing at the Planning Council, there's one member of the Planning Council that would support this initiative, not one. So it's going to be a win-lose. You'll win, we'll lose, unless you defer and allow us to work this out. You will win. The cities will lose.
We're going to work it out. We're going to avail ourselves of county staff to make sure we get process in place. So, and once we have that, I think we can present it in a way that hopefully everybody will be okay. And again, it may have to come back to you, you know, meetings in your office where the Planning Council staff or county staff will meet with you to say this is the recommended changes or the process we're looking at. Are you okay with this, leaving it as, you know, the language and doing what we need to do?
It would be helpful that each elected official from a district talks to their district commissioner.
Yes.
So there can be some give and take.
I think that's a good idea.
Before the end of the process.
I think that's a good idea. Okay, is there anything else at this point in time? Lastly, again, I want to thank you all for your participation today. I think this opened a box. Some might argue Pandora's box, but we're okay with that. I hope everybody enjoys the day. Stay dry and stay safe. Thank you so much.